Blog Talk Radio.
The right design for your life? That is the question that we are going to ponder and process on today. And I know you may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean when you say, do you have the right design for your life? And you may be saying, hey, I'm intrigued. Well, I love that I have you intrigued on this Motivational Monday, and we are going to go on a journey of discovery and grow together and explore this very question. Do you have the right design for your life? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love me some Mondays. Oh, yes, I do. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm excited to dive into with you. But, you know, before we jump into today's installment, I want to share this with you, that each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. This is the feedback that you, our regular listeners, gives us on a regular basis. And we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, that if you're not already taking advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing such a great resource. You have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. You know, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And if time so permits, we will open our lines up for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, chime right on in at the appropriate time. That is your time to get one-on-one complimentary coaching live on the airwaves. Share your thoughts, ask a question, and I encourage you to take advantage. And so with that, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphone with your notes, your laptop, desktop to take your notes, whatever you need, we do encourage you to grab it and have it. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email. Go old school. You know, back in the day, they sent a message in a bottle or a carrier pigeon. And so bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support in advance for assisting with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this: we know we can't do it without Y-O-U. So to you, we say thank you for your support. We really do appreciate you. You know, again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and our subtitle is By Design. Very simple thought, by design. You know, in our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we spoke about finishing strong, finish strong, and we gave you some tips for finishing strong. You know, because as we continue to look at that, this year is rapidly coming to a close. However, it's still not too late for you to get some of the results that you desire. And so in our last installment, we gave you some tips, and those tips were to stay smart with your goals, to have a plan daily, even throughout the holidays, to celebrate your milestones, maintain and keep the momentum, and to have a circle of empowerment, the right around you. And so with that, I want to build on that a little bit and move in a different direction as it relates to having a plan, and not just any plan, but by design. having the right strategies in place that serve and support you in moving to this next level in your journey, even with limited days left, it's now a time to close out strong and start even stronger for this coming year, because you're in position doing what you need to do to keep it flowing. And speaking of doing what you need to do to keep it flowing, you know, it's interesting because I was reminded of a video that I've shared with others of a track runner who was competing in a 600-meter race. A 600-meter race. And she actually was the front runner. She was expected and anticipated to win the race. And the race gets started, going around, you know, their second lap, and they complete their first, of course, into their second. And next thing you know, she falls down with 200 meters left in her 600-meter race. She falls down. But this is what I love. She fell down, but hello, she got back up. And not only did she get back up, but she got back up quickly. And the commentators said, that's going to cost her. You know, they're thinking there's no way she's going to win the race now. But let me tell you what happened. She powers down to the home stretch. Say, woo, it's a gutsy effort. And then they're surprised and they turn that around and say, but wow, unbelievable. She did it. Heather Dorndon wins the race. She won the race. Talking about finishing strong. Talking about by design. Heather showed us that. You know, I don't know Heather personally. I don't know her personally. However, the conclusion that I can draw is this, that Heather, yes, Heather, that there was a design for her life. And in that moment, the design was to win this race. And what I love is that Heather did it even in adversity. I don't know if you've ever fallen down. I at times have a little oopsie spirit. And so I've fallen down on occasion. And, you know, so often we fall down and guess what? We don't want to get up. I hear the commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up. We don't want to get up. But because of the design and the habits that the strategies that Heather had in place, what I appreciated is this, that yes, she fell down. And many of us on our journey along the way, we have fallen down. We have had hiccups and setbacks and situations. It's all a part of the journey. But what I appreciate is this, that Heather fell down. She got up. And not only did she get up, the commentators even said she got up quickly. She didn't hesitate. It was immediate. And so often on our journey, the reason why we don't accomplish or achieve our goals is we have setbacks. And we fall down, figuratively speaking, but we don't get back up. We fall down and we stay there. We begin to sulk. Oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen, the situation I may be facing, the circumstances I may be dealing with. However, when we are dealing with a life by design, and when I'm saying a life by design, what I'm saying is that we have specific strategies in place, in motion, in flow to maximize every moment so that we, in essence, can grow. And so I have to ask you, what is your plan for the closeout of this year? Because in essence, we planned our journey. We planned us. We are the planners to this process. And if you don't plan, somebody else will. If you don't know what your strategies look like, someone else will fill up your calendar with all kinds of stuff. Oh, yes, they will. They're looking forward to keeping you busy. Is it about you staying busy, or is it about you living life on purpose? The journey should be about living life on purpose. And, you know, life lessons that I can share that I've gleaned from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And I do want to share with you that I am launching a private mastermind on the 15 invaluable laws of growth in January. If you're interested in this private mastermind, feel free to reach out to our team. I am a part of the Maxwell Leadership Training team, and so I am licensed to teach masterminds on various topics. And this is actually one of my favorite topics, the 15 invaluable laws of growth. So I'm going to give you little sample tapes here and there throughout our sharing today from the 15 invaluable laws of growth and the law of design, with a blending of some insight that Coach Adams has gleaned on her journey, just so that you can get a sense of this particular law. And so some of the life lessons, you know, life in and of itself is simple, but challenge that we face is keeping it simple. We complicate life. We make things more difficult than they need to be. I think about Heather in that moment. Heather could have complicated things. The simple response was, girl, you have fallen down. Get up. And she did so very quickly. You know, when we make plans according to our values, plans according to our values keeps life simple. But in order for you to have plans according to your values, you got to first know what are your values. And so we need to keep our planning simple. And the way in which we can do that is to, you know, evaluate where we are, looking at our goals, determining, can I achieve what I desire? Where do I need to adjust? What strategically do I need to do? It's simple questions that if we think about it, if we have a clear trajectory of where we are going, this trajectory being a clear plan by design. Each of your days on your journey are outlined by design. They're not days that you are just simply haphazardly on the journey, flowing. You don't have a focus. You don't have any plans. You're not being strategic, but rather you have clear strategies in place. So it doesn't matter where you are on the journey. What matters most is, do you have a clear design for where you are going from this moment, right where we are today? It doesn't matter that this year is about to close out. What matters is, what will you do differently to get the results that you want? As I stated, again, very impressed by this runner, Heather Dorndon, because she could have fallen and stayed down, but yet in this 600-meter race, she falls down with 200 meters left. And this is the key. The commentator said she gets up quickly. At the same time, from their point of view, they said, but it's going to cost her. But what you saw in that moment, and they even spoke it, is that she powered down to the home stretch. When they said she powered down, that spoke to me and said she dug deep. Because think about this. Get the picture, get the scene. She is the front runner for this race. The gun fires. She's out of the blocks with everyone else. Running a great race. She's looking strong. And then with 200 meters left in a 600-meter race, she falls down. But yet, she gets up quickly. When you're facing adversity and you figuratively fall down, do you stay down? I fall and I can't get up? Or do you get up quickly? And this is one of the lessons that is so powerful to glean and to learn from Heather in this race, that Heather instinctively got up quickly. Because staying down, falling, first of all, was not the plan. It happens, though. Definitely staying down was not the plan. The plan, and again, I don't know Heather, but I can draw the conclusion that the plan was, girl, win the race. She was the front runner, and she got up quickly. So one of the things I want to say to you is that I don't know where you are on your journey. At the same time, you don't know where I am on my journey. But what we both can glean is this. When we fall down, and it is inevitable that we will. Why? Because life is full of ups and downs, peaks and valleys, highs and lows. Life is laced with adversity. I often share that. The journey is not this perfect journey without event, without... See, what I can say about Heather is that we saw in that moment, and the commentator spoke it when the commentator said she powered down the home stretch. This powering down the home stretch, because we are at the home stretch for our goals, for our vision, for our dreams, as it relates to what we desired for this year. We're at the home stretch. And so Heather powered down this home stretch. And they all said, wow, these are some gutsy efforts. She has fallen down. The fact that she got up quickly, okay, that's impressive. But now she's trying to pull it out, and she's now behind everyone when she was the front runner. Oh, there's no way she's going to win. They were counting her out. And in your life, many people said you out. They have. They said, oh, she's not going to accomplish anything. She's not going to do it. They've counted you out. Because that's the natural thing to do. When someone falls down, you think, oh, they're not going to get back up. Or they're going to take time to get up. They're going to kind of wallow in the moment of falling down. No. Fall down. Quickly get up. Quickly get up. And then power through. Powering through means you got to go deep and you got to pull on this power on the inside of you. You can see in that moment that Heather Dorndon pulled on the power on the inside. And the commentator said it. She powered through. You saw an increased power, so much so that when it was done, they said, wow, that was unbelievable. Now, I'm sharing with you the words that the commentator stated based on these events and what they were observing. These are their words, and we can learn greatly from their words, this powering through, this getting up quickly, and that we have the ability to do things that are unbelievable. But if we don't even do anything, we don't have anything in the atmosphere to make people say, wow, that was unbelievable. You can write your first book and it hit the New York Times bestsellers list. And one would say, wow, that was unbelievable. She had never written a book before. He had never written a book before. I remember the movie Good Will Hunting. And this movie, when it won an Oscar, people were like, unbelievable. This is their first screenplay, all of that, so on and so forth. You know, barely knew the names of these people, nominated for an Oscar. No way they're going to win. It's their first screenplay. And yet, they did, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and went on to have good careers, great careers, A-listers in the entertainment industry. But at the time, unbelievable what they had accomplished. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we willing to fight for what we want? But this fighting for what we want, it starts with having a design, by design, which is what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And so life lessons are so important, you know, and I was sharing with you that I've gleaned some great life lessons from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And this specific law, this law of design, So life lessons, you know, when we start and begin our lives, it's more important for us to really know what our desires are and that we are designing and outlining that, knowing what that looks like. Because if you don't know clearly what the trajectory is, you're not going to accomplish anything. You have to have a clear vision for where you are on your journey and where you are going. Where do you want to grow on your journey? What does that look like for you? You have to be clear on that. And so I shared that because life is not a dress rehearsal. When I heard this, I was like, yeah, that's true. Life is not a dress rehearsal. We don't have the opportunity to, you know, do a dress rehearsal and then it starts. No. The moment that we are progressing on our journey, we're in the throes, we're in the midst of living life and the fullness thereof, whatever that may look like, good or bad. The peaks and the valleys, as I mentioned, the highs and the lows, all of it is a part of the journey of life. And so when we are planning out our life, we have to understand that there is no manual that we can get that tells us how to live out our lives. No. But there are areas that we can focus in on and be strategic about by design in order for us to get greater results. So we definitely want to, number one, this is a hot button for Coach Adams. Life on purpose is non-negotiable. So if you don't know the very reason why you were created, you have to tap into that
And until you tap into that, I believe that life will feel unfulfilled in essence, because you are just simply existing and not living based on purpose. And so what is the purpose for your life? Do you know what that looks like? When you know the purpose of your life, then you can focus in different areas. As an example, money, time, energy, all of those various things. We live in a world society that, of course, when it's time to pay the rent, the landlord doesn't want to hear that you don't have it because you're trying to find your purpose. So I understand that obviously the resources are needful. So these are areas that we have to focus in on. But the goal is not that I would do things based on the money, but rather I would do things based on purpose. Stand by.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Alrighty, so as we get back into our topic today, by design, we want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Today we're looking at by design in our Shape Up series, and we are pulling a few nuggets from the book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, for as we're preparing for a private mastermind launching in January on this very subject. And today we're looking at the law of design. You know, we opened with a great story around this young lady who was running a 600-meter race, and she fell down and she got back up and then she won the race. We're looking at the importance of having the right strategies in place so that we are in those positions to win, that the strategy in that moment we've gleaned, the insight was not that she would fall down, obviously, but that she would win the race. And because that was the strategy, even in the falling, she quickly got up. She collected herself and kept moving, kept going. And then she powered through to such a level that the commentary thought, wow, this is unbelievable, that with 200 meters left in this race, she has not only recaptured her position, but she has won the race. You have the opportunity in life to win your race. What does that look like for you? How much will you fight for it? Have you fallen down and you're wallowing in your failures of the past? Have you fallen down and you're wallowing in the mistakes, the errors, the words that people have said that you won't be anything, so on and so forth, your circumstances of the past? You have to make a decision. Will I overcome the adversity? And how we overcome the adversity starts with understanding, do I even have a plan for my journey, for my life?
Am I even developing the right systems that are going to support and serve me on my journey? You know, in order for us to develop strategies, it's going to depend on the systems that we have in place, having the right systems in place. It comes with this systematic flow. You see, with Heather and her running in this race, Heather didn't just start in that moment of getting up. You don't, again, I don't know Heather, and you don't have to, the conclusion that I can draw, anyone can draw, is that that getting up was already ingrained in her. Systematically, she already had that getting up ingrained in her. So when she fell, it wasn't a consideration, let me stay down here. It was, no, get right back up and do it quickly and keep going, keep progressing. Because systems in our lives, the right systems, are the solutions that we need. Those systems are outlined in our daily practices, routines, and habits. What does that look like? So effective systems, they're going to give you some surround effective systems. You see, effective systems consider the big picture. I anticipate that with Heather, somewhere along the way, as a part of the big picture, the conversation came up, if you fall, get back up. You don't have to tell me, I don't have to sit down with her, I can draw that conclusion, because it was evident to get up quickly, and that she did, and she did it extremely effectively. So when you're considering the big picture becomes the driving force, not the little hiccups and the circumstances and the, you know, dips and the situations along the way. You're focused on the big picture. What is the big picture that you're fighting to accomplish? Because the big picture has to be that target in which you are locked into. You're so focused on that this is your trajectory, that your energy is going in the direction of that target. And so you are making use of whatever is needful before you because of the priority based on your big picture, that higher call of purpose, that higher assignment. As an example, if it's writing a book, you're not page by page. Obviously, that's a part of the process. That's a part of the system. You have to write, but you are looking at the finished work. You're seeing the book completed on the shelf, rising to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list. And as we were talking a moment ago around a movie that I like to reference, Good Will Hunting, because of how phenomenal it was when these two young men, for their first screenplay, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, won the Oscar for that movie. It was a wow in that moment. It was a wow, like Heather falling down and getting up and finishing that race when she fell down with 200 meters left of a 600-meter race and then yet won. And then the other thing is that we have to look at, what are the outcomes that I desire? You have to have good measures of the outcomes that you want. These measurements of these outcomes are those little markers along the way, those success strategies that you can now say, hey, and start to check off. I've accomplished this. I've done this. I've done that. And they now become the markers that support you in closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And you can see that progression of that gap closing. You know, all of this is based on consistency. You have to, your systems have to be consistent. I am constantly speaking to myself and growing in the habit and the routine of being consistent. For example, if it's daily posting on social media. Be consistent. Any social media coach will tell you, be consistent. Post daily. Don't lose that momentum. Post daily. Post regularly. So in whatever area it is, if you want to lose weight, guess what? You have to consistently eat better. You have to consistently have some movement, or you won't see the results. Whatever it may be, we have to be consistent. And so our systems that we have in place, our systems are designed to promote consistency. They are promoting consistency on our journey and getting the results that we want. Because execution is key. If I want different results, if you want different results, you have to execute. You have to do things differently. You can't continue to sit on the bench and watch the game of life playing right before you. You have to get off the bench and get on the field, get on the court, and do something. And that doing something is based on having effective systems in place. So where are you falling short in your design? By design is what we're talking about. So do you need to redesign in essence, and or put in place for you to get the results that you want? If you're not taking the time in this now season to really reflect and evaluate, you are missing the mark. Because now is the time to finish strong, as we spoke about last week. And for the fullness of our message on Finish Strong, you can visit our on-demand library and take advantage of that at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, to take advantage of not only last week's installment on Finish Strong, but on other installments. And one of the keys that we spoke about is that you must have the right people around you. It's so important to have a circle of empowerment. I would love to be a part of your circle of empowerment through the full empowerment tools that I have available. Because in order for you to get different results, you have to do things differently. You have to make the decision to break the insanity. Make the decision that, okay, what I'm doing is not serving me. I have to get off this hamster wheel. I can't stay on this hamster wheel. I got to do something differently. I got to jump off the wheel. And that jumping off the wheel is by design. Why? So that you can put better strategies in place, understanding that we must execute daily with the systems that we have, those daily practices and routines, in order to get the results that we want. And what are the results? The results are based on that higher call of purpose, that big picture of your trajectory. What's the target? What are you closing the gap on? Not the daily process, but what is the goal of what you're working towards moment by moment, and evaluating how am I progressing along the way, and keep the priority before you, your priorities before you, knowing what that looks like. So application is key on the journey. We cannot get away from the application that's required. What is it that I need to actually do, execute, move on to get and to achieve the results that I want? As I shared with you, I have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey to win. And a part of that, of course, is Motivational Monday. So we encourage you every week, set your timer for the exception and your reminder for the exception of a holiday. We are right here and have been on the airwaves going into our 10th year. And it's amazing to think about that, a decade of rich insight and empowerment that has been shared with you free on the airwaves to help you to be more equipped on your journey. So know that there is a great richness that you can take advantage of. And we have one-on-one coaching, group coaching. My private mastermind, as I stated, in January, we're starting and kicking off a private mastermind on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And so if you would like to be a part of the mastermind and or learn more about the full circle of empowerment that I have available, it's a simple outreach. Simply call or text 310-289-2101. Simply call or text 310-289-2101. Your name and full circle. If you know which area you would like information on specifically, then you would text that area, be it one-on-one coaching, the mastermind, group coaching, team building, consulting, whatever that may look like for you. And so as we kind of begin to wind down and wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, well, we want to, in our final moments, give you an opportunity to share in the discussion and also let you know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that is available for you to engage and interact with us. But we have a couple of minutes before we close things out, and so this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. If you would like to chime in with your question or comment, you're welcome to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your electronic device, but rather you do need to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As I was stating, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, so even if you don't ask a question today, but you would like to engage with us through social media, you are welcome to do so. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group in which all are welcome. You can simply continue the conversation there, and as well, you can allow a question to be answered. You can make a comment. You can give a show recommendation, a topic, a guest that you would like to solve in of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We would love to hear that information from you. You know, I want to share with you, as I stated earlier, that I have a full circle of empowerment tools that are available that I would love to partner with you. You know, I am so committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional journey, their growth journey. And I do that, again, through my powerful gift of empowerment. So I have to challenge you with this, that whatever you're doing, if it's working and serving you, by all means, continue on that trajectory. However, and just because the holidays are upon us, don't lose focus. Don't just check out. I often share that when I was in real estate, this time of year, most people shut it down. They go out. It's like not much is happening. But how you close out this year is up to you. Now, please understand that Coach Adams is not saying enjoy some family time. I absolutely am. In our last installment on Finish Strong, we spoke about the importance of planning the holiday season and what that looks like for you. But unless you're independently wealthy, I don't think you can take off the whole month of December and just veg and not do what you have to do. Life continues to progress. Why? Because those TikToks are continuing to tick and talk. And so is why I was saying what I was saying. I want to challenge you not to lose focus on your goals. Because this is the reality. If you want different results, now in some cases, one may say, I don't want different results. I don't know if I want different results. I think I'm okay, Coach Adams. I'm not willing to push, you know, to get more. And that's real. If that's where you are, as, you know, Tabitha Brown influencer would say, and that's your business. If that's where you are. I often reference Shakespeare, but to thine own self be true. If you want different results, but you're struggling, that's okay too. You have to ask yourself questions. What are you willing to do differently to get and achieve greater results, to achieve your dreams? You know, Motivational Mondays and my Full Circle of Empowerment is all designed that you would be able to win, that you would be in a better position to work it now, W-I-N, work your vision so that you can achieve your goal and ultimately live out your dream. And so this winning, a large part of that is having the right people, the right circle of empowerment on your team around you, those key individuals. It doesn't take much. You don't have to have a lot of people. But when you can shift your environment and you are in an environment that serves you with the right people, you are in a better position to win and to achieve greater results. Because life is going to always be lifing, as one would say. And I want you to know that now, without question, is the perfect time for a winning partnership to support you in overcoming life's hurdles and obstacles and challenges and issues, to be and get into a one-on-one coaching partnership so that you can close out the year and start the year with the right people on your team. And I would love to be among those right people. And we are offering at this time, if you join in a one-on-one coaching partnership through the end of December, you will receive 4 months of coaching for the price of three. Receive 4 months of coaching for the price of three. And so if you would like more information around one-on-one coaching, again, you can call or text 310-289-2101. If texting, simply text your name and one-on-one, your name and one-on-one, and reference for Motivational Mondays, and you'll be able to benefit from this powerful offering. So call for details and redeem your complimentary coaching. It's there for you for the taking. Join in partnership with us. And as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, again, I want you to know that and be reminded that we want to continue the conversation with you. Maybe you didn't ask the question or make a comment today. You know what? That's okay. It's understandable. Many people feel nervous and shy about speaking on the airwaves. I get it. But you're not shy in social media. So, hey, let's keep the conversation going through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Keep the dialogue flowing. You know, I want you to know that we so appreciate you, our global listening audience, tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams and our regular listeners. Wow, we so appreciate you so much, and we thank you to those of you that may be tuning in for the first time. And maybe you're thinking, I would like to learn more about this Coach Adams. Well, you can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, to learn more. And I welcome just really having you as a part of my network and growing together on this journey and walking alongside with you. So definitely know that I want you to be in partnership with me as I am in partnership with you. And I encourage you, our listening audience, to join my database and to stay connected. Without question, stay connected. As I mentioned, I do have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey of achieving greater results personally and professionally so that you can win. In our next installment, and we will be here on next week with greater richness and gems, nuggets, and tools that we want to share with you that would support you on your journey to get more. You know, what we talked about today, just as a summary closure reminder, is that we spoke about by design, the importance of having a design for our lives and our journey and where we want to go. Understanding that planning is so important, because if we don't plan our journey, someone else will plan it for us and keep us busy. And you have to ask yourself the question, do I want my life to be based on my design, by design for me, or am I allowing it to be by design for someone else? Because you cannot in any way just be on the journey without having the right plans and strategies in place. You have to have systems in place, and that's a part of what we were speaking about today, those areas in which we need to have systems and how do we plan for where we want to go on our journey. And so this process that we've been talking about is so beneficial because it's going to set you up when you have and develop your strategies and your systems that you need. It's going to set you up for closing out this year stronger than what you thought and in position ready for this next year. You know, time flies so quickly when you're having fun. This hour of empowerment has flown by. And we so thank you and appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are so grateful that you set your timer, that you're here with us every Monday for Motivational Mondays for the exception of a holiday. And that you, not only are you here, but you're sharing this broadcast with others. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you so much. As we sign off for now, I want you to know that how you close out this year is up to you. Do what's needful, and you'll get the results that you desire. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We'll be here on the same bat channel, on the same day and time for you on next Monday and every Monday. So set your calendar reminder accordingly. Looking forward to having you tune in with us on next time.